Trump administration sued over Hudson Tunnel funding freeze. The Gateway Development Commission, overseeing the Hudson Tunnel project between Manhattan and New Jersey, has sued the Trump administration for withholding $15 billion in federal funds, nearly 90% of the project's total cost. The double-track tunnel is critical to alleviating severe delays on the Northeast Corridor, the nation's busiest passenger rail line, and construction began last year with a target completion date of 2035. Federal funding was paused only months into construction, as the Department of Transportation launched a review to ensure no contracts were awarded based on DI criteria. Despite the commission's cooperation and assurances of compliance, the administration has not released the funds. The lawsuit accuses the DOT of breaching its contract, endangering the project, threatening thousands of construction jobs, and risking a shutdown of the decaying 116-year-old North River Tunnel, which could cripple rail service for hundreds of thousands of daily riders and cost billions in lost productivity. The commission has kept work going for 4 months using reserves and credit, but warns construction will halt by Friday without federal disbursements, jeopardizing 11,000 jobs. The suit also alleges the project was politically targeted due to its association with Democrats. Trump officials have blamed delays on Democratic leaders, citing last fall's government shutdown and accusing them of refusing to negotiate. Meanwhile, a recent Democratic block of a $64.6 billion DHS funding package has further intensified political tensions, leaving the project's future uncertain.